Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Planning Authority Committee meeting, 14th of August. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Those in attendance, if you do have a mobile phone, would you please turn them off or onto silent? Apologies for tonight. We have apologies from Alderman Matthews and Alderman Emerton. Are there any declarations of interest? No? We'll move on to item 3.1, planning applications. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Goodwin, seconded.
I'll second that.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing, go ahead.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
No, nothing, Mayor, thanks.
For the speakers. Alderman Goodwin to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Just a reminder too, make sure you use your microphones. Item 4.1, residential. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Alderman Perry, was it?
Yep.
Yep. Seconded. Alderman Milne. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. Look, it's all in the report. I don't need to prattle on about this. There were four representations against the application that have been adequately answered, and I trust other aldermen will support the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yes, the report was really extensive, right down to the building, using the pylons to drill down to put those units on that slope. The caveats don't seem to be binding, and yeah, I'm in favour. Yep.
Thank you. For the speakers. Alderman Perry to close.
Thanks, Mayor. We'd just like to add that I think the development, well, 4.1 and 4.2 will certainly tidy up that area for Jabez Court and turn that into, well, it's already a nice area to live, and I'm sure the quality of the structures that will go in those two lots will certainly add to the amenity of the area. So I hope we get full support. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
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 Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.2, residential. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Alderman Perry, seconded.
Seconded.
Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Perry.
Ditto to my previous comments for item 4.1. Thank you.
Alderman Goodwin.
Oh, adequately covered in the report, Mayor. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.3. Assessment against performance criteria, sign code. Mover of the recommendation.
I'll move the recommendation, Mayor.
Alderman Perry, seconded. Alderman Milne. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. It's slightly contentious, this one, I would suggest, but I think the conclusion notes say it all in that this application fails to satisfy the performance criteria of clause E7.6P1. And it's our duty as aldermen, that being the case, that we must not approve the application. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yes, the adherence to the local heritage code. And apparently this isn't compliant, and so we will uphold the recommendation to have it removed.
Thank you. Further speakers? I agree with the previous speakers, E76A, C, D and I does not satisfy the performance criteria, and therefore we are unable to accept the application. In saying that, I have Alderman Perry to close.
Nothing further to add. Thank you, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.4.
So move.
Alderman Goodwin, seconded.
I'll second that.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Goodwin.
Covered in the report, Mayor, and we'll just add to that area, so nothing further to add.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
No, nothing further, Mayor. Thank you.
Alderman Milne.
Yeah, I just wanted to be on record that Tim McGee's got a pretty good point about the noise of the refrigeration units at the side there in Kerr Street that keep everyone awake. And so if they could have those refrigeration units moved to the back of the, for this medical centre, to the back of the property, that would be really great. But in saying that, I think having a medical centre right in the middle of the city is going to be fortuitous for us all.
Thank you. Just a clarification on that, when you're talking about the refrigeration units, that's at the back of Hill Street, and he's put a sound barrier around that, which has decreased the noise.
Yeah.
You're talking about the air conditioning
on
top of the building to go on east. So I just want to clarify that, because two different issues completely. Alderman Jarman.
If I may ask a question through you, Chair.
Certainly.
Thank you. I just want a bit more clarification on, now that if we're cutting off that back laneway that takes us into Kerr Street, which certainly won't cause more traffic going out into Kerr Street, which will probably be a good thing, because Kerr Street's a bit of a nightmare at the moment that I know Council are looking into currently. But can I just get an idea that, yes, the report's very good in clarifying how many people per hour they think are going to now come in with the medical centre, bar the fact that Knight Frank Way will no longer be there, and they're giving us, you know, numbers of how many cars will be coming in and out. But so now cars are now have to come in that way and or come out via Old Acre Street. Is it possible for them to go through the bottle shop? Is the bottle shop really meant to be a just bottle shop traffic to help? Are we going to look at something like that? Because there is going to be more traffic coming now out into Old Acre.
Yeah, the report actually...
Yeah.
Through you, Mayor, to Alderman Jarman, that wasn't part of our consideration. The traffic impact study that was provided to us dealt only with the number of parking spaces and the entry and egress using Old Acre Street, the formal egress and entry. I mean, I've seen people drive out through the bottle shop because there's at least two, maybe three lanes there. But if that was to become a permanent arrangement, that would be something for the owner of the site to negotiate with the tenants.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? No further speakers? Order a good one to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. That being the last item on the agenda, I close the meeting at 5:23. Thank you very much for your attendance.